Thank you for joining me again with Chapter 6, Danielle Hough, with the book I'm More Than That. I am so glad you're continuing on this journey, and we only have to Chapter 8, so 3 more to go. Good for you. Hey, Chapter 6 is about removing your limiting beliefs. Do you ever think about where your beliefs come from? I know we talked about a little bit in the last chapter of how you're programmed from cellular memory, from past generations, from when you're a child, and they put those fears or beliefs in you, whichever way that goes. But today we're going to go even deeper to say, how can you remove those? Knowing that they're there is one thing, but removing them and changing them is a different thing. So let's talk about that. You can read about the chapter and go into how the soul comes into the earth and how it chooses its place, location, and things like that. Definitely read up on that. But we want to go in deeper. I want to go deeper with you today to say that we all speak at a surface level so many times, and we take other people to believe it as truth, and then we don't even challenge it because why? Why don't we take time to challenge it? The world's too busy, you're too busy. But this chapter is going to teach you self-discovery and reprogramming the unconscious mind consciously for your best and highest good. And with that, let's talk about the example. It's even in the book about people pleasing. If you have a belief that you are to please others, how do you know that? Where did it come from? And you'll do it automatically if it's unconsciously there. If you watch your mom people please, or your dad people please, or someone in your life people please, and you picked up on that pattern, you'll call it true for you. But I want you to begin to challenge that belief, to say, how do I know I have to? Okay? Whenever you hear have, should, would, could, those are judgment words. And we want to stay out of judgment words, because judgment words put pressure, right? Oh, I should have done it that way. I could have done it that way. You should do this. You should do that, right? And those are judgments, because how do you know that you should? And how do you know that you shouldn't? So how do you know that you have to please others? Do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you feel it? How do you make sense of that? Okay. How do you correlate that to your giving or your happiness? And we're going to go deeper, and we're going to talk about what it really means to people please with others. Because a lot of us lose ourselves in others. And then we lose our boundaries, our power, our way, our unique way. Because we start listening to what other people tell us we should do or we have to do. And the truth is, you can become your own pilot. Right? You can become your own guide to your life, to what you want to create. But let's go deeper into this. If you watched your mom people please everyone and she was happy and you want to be happy, automatically your mind goes, well, if I do that, I'll be happy, right? Because someone else does it, makes them happy. Why wouldn't I be happy? And you sell yourself up for this miserable life because maybe that's not what you came here to do, was to please others or to serve others. Maybe you didn't have a servant's heart when you got here. Maybe you're more of a giving heart. Maybe you're more of a receiving heart. There's many ways to come into this journey. So what does it really truly mean that you want to be happy? Do you see that pleasing others makes you happy? Or does it overwhelm you? And is it okay not to please others? Or do you have the fear that others may not like you? Or that if you don't please, you'll be rejected. These are all beliefs in your mind that you're not even consciously aware of that constantly run in your programming. So basically what we're doing here today is taking that unconscious mind, setting it in front of our eyes and saying, what beliefs in here hold true for me and which ones do I want to change? Because the truth is, just because your mom or your dad got happiness out of people pleasing, doesn't mean you will. It could become burdensome. Do you see that correlation between pleasing others and being happy? If happy means pleasing people, then one will be unhappy because it's based on someone outside themselves. Because how many times do you give to others, they don't say thank you, or they don't respond the way you want, and it makes you mad? Or it makes you feel less than? Or whatever that expectation they didn't meet in your mind. Are you getting this? Beliefs have expectations. Beliefs do something for you. But in your belief system, you want it to bring you what? Joy. And joy from doing, not from the outcome. Not from the outcome of receiving back. Not from the outcome of actually, well, this will make them happy, so it makes me happy. No. A lot of you are going to go into conflict with selfishness right here. And I want to remove that really quickly because taking care of you is not selfish. So if you grew up in a household that said you're not supposed to be about you, or you have the belief that any part of you focusing on you is selfish, right now we're going to release that. And how we're going to release it is this simple. So any part of you that holds selfishness of self-care, I want you to go above the time that you first remember ever hearing that, that you were selfish. However it comes to you, it comes to you, but stay above it and see yourself in the picture of where someone or yourself is telling you you're selfish for taking care of you. You got it? There you go. Now stay above it and ask yourself, what do I need to know about this that makes selfishness untrue for me and that it is okay for me to take care of myself? You may hear something, feel something, see something change in the picture. But take a moment now and just listen. Hear it? Feel it? Yeah. Stay above it. And once you hear, feel, see, or know, whatever that is for you, I want you to go back before it in your mind, any part before you even knew anything about selfishness. Don't worry about thinking about it. Just ask your mind to take you to a time where it was okay to be about you or that you didn't know anything about selfishness. And as your mind goes there, how's that feel? Better? Different? Yeah, stay there for a moment. All right, now come back up again above that picture of the first time you knew about selfishness or called selfishness. There you go. Now drop right down in the picture. What changed? Is it okay to take care of you now? If you still have a little bit of no in there, go back above the picture. Ask for more lessons and learnings that would release that belief that it's not okay to take care of you. And then drop back down in the picture to see if it's changed. And you can just do this until it totally clears. And then when you're ready, bring that feeling, that new feeling, all the way back to now. However you come back to now, this moment in time. Releasing anything that goes against this new belief that it's okay to take care of you now. Because releasing that is the simplest way to release that unlimited belief. So that limited belief that you had about taking care of yourself, we just removed it. So you can use that technique to remove any limiting belief. I'll give you some more techniques too, but that's just one. Because happiness comes from within. And so if we get rid of the belief and go deeper, what's the fear behind people pleasing? You can do it this way too to remove the belief. What's the fear if I don't people please? Oh, that I might not be taken care of. That people may not like me. Do you hear these I statements, which are lies? Because the truth is, you have to love you first. You have to like you first before others. It's not that they like you and then you like you. That's codependency. And ask yourself, is that really true? Those I statements will be false because they come from fear. You can look at other parts and say, what's the intention behind people pleasing? Why do I do it? What does it give me? And if it doesn't come with joy, peace, or love, then you know it's limiting and it's false. Do you understand the correlation? Are you getting that of why you are outside yourself? Hardest thing to do, which is the easiest thing to do, but you hear it in the world, it's the hardest thing to do is to go in and look at your own stuff, your own self. But the truth is, that's where you grow. That's where your journey begins. Because all the outside stuff is other people's journey and their creation. You may enjoy it, You may take part in it, but if you don't know who you are, you're not going to get the complete satisfaction of love and joy and peace out of it. Because it comes from within. It comes from within. So in doing that, I want you to understand those I statements. What are your intentions? Create that new intention. My intention is to feel good about myself. How can I do that? Imagine yourself alone on an island. There's no one else there to please or to help. It's just you in the water and the island and a tree. How are you going to help yourself? How are you going to please yourself? What thoughts are you going to say to you that's going to make you feel good on that island? That no one else can tell you in that moment in time. Wow. Many of us don't even know. Take time with this. Journal this out. Write it down. What would I tell myself if I was on an island? What would I do for myself if I was on an island alone? Because a lot of times we need to get by ourselves to be ourselves and grow there and then come out into the world. Take 5-10 minutes a day, half hour a day, hour a day, whatever it is that you have for you to get with you. Because you grow and change every day. Your beliefs change every day. But if you're outside the awareness of it, you're outside the awareness of you. And you can't change beliefs outside of you. They have to come within. And then the action comes from without, right? Yes. So let's think about this. Go deeper. See what your beliefs are doing for you, the intention behind those beliefs. Don't sit down and just write them all. Do it in your awareness. When you catch yourself doing for others and you don't want to, stop. Say, why am I doing this? What's it doing for me? Because there's probably something back there that says you have to do this or you should be doing this. And the truth is you get to make up your own have-tos and shoulds for you. Because when other people do it, it works for them, but not for you. This is going back to taking advice. Go in and become your own advisor through your own energy. Yes, create awareness. Create that part of you that says, things are going to come to me to show me who I truly am. That's going to allow me to look at myself for who I am, for what I want, for how I want my journey to be. But you have to do your own work. As many tapes, audios, books that you read, you still got to go in and do the change work. And this is where people get stuck. They just want the osmosis of change. And how do you greet that? You take the reins and you say, I'm taking power over my life to decide what's right and wrong for me, what beliefs I want to choose to believe in. And they could stem from religious to work to relationships to people to self. You have millions and millions of beliefs in there. But as you flow through your day, you're still using your belief system. But be in awareness of it to say, do I like what I'm doing and why am I doing it? And what's the fear if I don't do it? Because that fear is what will keep you stuck. We talked about that in the last chapter. But removing those fears, removing those reasons, and placing in a new truth for you, a new peace for you, changes your life instantly. However, you have to be willing to look at the I statement that holds the fear and go deeper. And what's that do for me? Almost like when we do the left and right hand, you can do that with this. Here's a belief I have, and here's the lie behind it. And on the other hand, bring out the truth, the complete opposite of that belief. And see what it does for you. Chunk it down. Let it integrate into a new belief. This isn't for you to go, well, I don't know what to believe in and not to believe in. That's copping out. That's going back into try mode. Stay in self mode to say, I choose to believe this. Because it does peace for me, love for me, enjoyment for me, whatever that is for you. Because your beliefs are you, and you are your beliefs. But if you picked up everyone else's beliefs and programmed, and then you're living by everyone else's programming and belief. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have common beliefs. We all have it as a society. But even those don't even match up anymore. Because what you think about it, it's not what they think about it. And it's not for them to think how you think. It's about you to know you. And you to trust you in your belief system. Because the more you believe in you, the less you will believe in others that don't hold the same belief as you believe in you. And your vibrational level in your body changes. And friends will come and go. Relationships will change because of this. Don't fear that. Welcome it. Doesn't mean you have to say, well, I'm not going to go there anymore because I don't believe as they believe. No. But don't place your beliefs on someone else if they haven't asked for them. Stay in you for a while. Especially through this journey, so you can discover. But if you've created a great change and you want to share it as an I. Not as now you all have to change too. You are here to guide others. You are not here to advise them. So use your light to say, I change this in my life and it's better. I can show you how to change your belief in your life. But I can't tell you what belief to believe in. You have to know what's right for you. And that's taking responsibility for you. And that's really putting into focus what you want to believe in. If you have old religious beliefs that no longer work for you, from some ideology religion, or from some walk of life that you no longer trust in or believe in, go in and work on it and say, what do I want to believe? Write down your definitions of what you're trying to pursue. If you're pursuing happiness right now, what's that mean to you? In any belief that doesn't line up to that, ask it to change now. To now come into one with my new belief. Whatever that is for you. Redefining your definitions of words automatically redefine the belief of them. You've added value to, or you've taken away value or changed value. But you got to give energy to it to change it. It's not going to change without you giving awareness. Okay? So getting to the root of your root meaning of words, going to the deep structure, not staying up here at the surface level that keeps you out of awareness, that keeps you just kind of numb and going through life. Okay? Ask for the intention, the I statement. It makes me feel, the me statement. I feel this when I do this. If it's a good feeling, keep it. If it feels begrudging or less than, look at it and say, how can I make this better for me? Do I need to release it? Do I need to change my perspective about it? Yeah. Always ask, is it true for me? Because if any part of you, and you can use your muscle testing, your yes, no testing that we learned in the earlier chapters. Your muscles will tell you if you truly believe it true or not. Because your conscious mind will say, oh, I don't know, maybe, which way? Here's how we can look at it. But the unconscious root of it is still grounded in a negative or a people-pleasing or a fear-based. It's going to come out that way. And it's going to feel heavy and not you. And outside of you. And eventually people are going to know that. They'll pick up on your body language. Because your muscles react to truth in all ways. So even if you're telling a lie, your muscles will react that way. Try to say your fake name, your false name, and your body moves a different way than when you're saying your true name. You cannot kid yourself here. This is a time for you to get down deep in that reality to say, what do I want to believe? What is my journey want to be here? My purpose. A lot of times you'll find purpose once you release the beliefs that keep you stuck. That you should do this, that you should be this in life, and all this stuff. And you go, none of that made me happy. What do I want to do now? And how do I want to believe? Put it back on you. It's not a heaviness, it's a lightness, because you get to choose your journey. It's already in there. you can change your blueprint that came from generations of cellular memory passed down. Your character traits. When people say you act like one parent or the other, or naturally, or whatever that is, right? That's because it's been passed down. That programming's already in there, but you can go in and change it. Challenge yourself to change. Okay? When you forget yourself and you focus on others, you're outside yourself. Be there with them. So if you're teaching or you're guiding or you're learning or you're programming or whatever you're doing in life, be there with that other person in that moment. Because it's growing. Every moment is growth. Every moment is awareness. It's not like, oh, that's a growth moment for me. No, look back at the end of the day and say, where did I grow today? What did I learn today? What did I teach me today? What did others teach me today about me? Don't overwhelm yourself. Keep this simple. Right? Go deeper and ask in your definitions. What's 3 to 5 words? And keep it 3 to 5 because that's about all your conscious mind can handle at a time. Because we're so scattered. We're so out there sometimes, right? Keep it simple. 3 to 5 words that would now define happiness for me. Maybe it means peace. Maybe it means prosperity. And purpose. And then chunk down those words. What's peace mean to you? What's prosperity mean? What's purpose mean? Yes, this is detailed work. This chapter is probably going to be the longest chapter for you to get through if you really sit down and do the work and do it daily. When I say this word, what's it really mean? When I ask for this, what am I really asking for? Really bring that into awareness and you'll notice your life will get simpler. This is changing the belief of your definitions of your doings and creating for you the journey of your lifetime. Getting to the deep root of the structure of the word. Because the very last word you come up with for happiness, peace, purpose, fear, whatever you're doing there, is the one that's rooted that all actions stem from in the unconscious mind. In the memory of the mind. And until you put a new definition, you'll keep getting the new same results. Okay. Figure out what's not working for you and how you can make it work. Or do you need to release it and put in something new? Remember, your mind is not a vacuum. It's going to replace in every moment. And as it replaces, you be in control of what it replaces. And don't beat yourself up. This is a gentle exercise. This is getting to know you again. You're going to discover things in here you didn't even know about yourself. Enjoy the discovery of it. And even if it comes out and you go, oh, I don't think that's true for me. Why wouldn't it be true? You're going to discover beliefs that you didn't even know you had. That's not even working for you. That's not even of this century. You're going to be like, where did that come from? Why would that be in there when I believe this instead? Because what you're doing is you're aligning your mind with your words and definitions. So when you come into that alignment with your conscious and unconscious agreement, it allows your energies to align in your body, in your actions. You know, when people say your words say this, but your actions show me this, and they're not aligning, that's dis-ease. And that creates dis-ease in other people's life because they're not buying into what you're doing. They're not buying into what you're saying. Because it's not in alignment with your whole mind-body connection. And your spirit isn't able to flourish. Because it can only go so far to that limit till it goes to the negative. So that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. Actions will always bring out the meaning. Before the words. Trust that. So watch your actions. Don't judge them. Ask, did I align today? Was I being totally me today? And if not, okay, what can I do differently? What do I need to change within me? This is change work. This is awesome work, but it takes time and moments to do it. And the more open and out of judgment you are with this, the faster, quicker you'll change. A great way, a quick and simple way to create change is say, if I hold this belief, what's the best thing that can happen? If I hold this belief, what's the worst thing that can happen? Go to the extremes of each end and then come to a common ground to say, what do I choose to believe in this now? And you'll start choosing your life. You'll start putting your power back to you because you'll know you and you'll understand you more. We're not taught to understand ourselves, right? We're taught in school to understand everything else about life, about numbers, about other people's lives, about how to talk, how to be. It takes away your uniqueness. And it's not that it's not there for purpose. It is. But you also need to come inside and teach you about you and the awareness of you and removing the limits. Removing the limits to say there's so much more. And what else can I be? And what else about me do I want to discover? Okay? There's many ways to blow out beliefs and change them. Keep it fun. Come up with your own technique. How would I remove this belief and put this one in? Because it's just energy. It's just a definition. It's just a limiting. Keep it that simple. If you want to go deeper, how would I get rid of this belief and keep from my true peace, prosperity, and self? Keep coming back from that. What you now experience is your own uniqueness technique that works for you. And that's truly what this book is about, is to learn you and to learn your journey and to learn how you can change your journey, manifest your journey, manifest you as your journey into one unlimited belief system. And we're going to build on that in the rest of the chapters, but here's the cornerstone of that right here. Yes, we've talked about fear. We're taking all those first chapters. You can actually use the body scan with this and say, where in my belief system am I holding a limited belief about money, about relationships? And feel it. Feel where your body tightens up and ask it, what is limiting there that I know I can be more, that I can have more, that I can be more, do more, whatever that is for you. And once you feel it, don't judge it. Thank it. Thank you for keeping me safe. And now I'm ready to experience this belief. And now I'm ready to experience this belief instead. So if you have a belief limit that you're only worth $20,000 a year, but in your mind you now want to make $1 million a year, you're going to have to change some beliefs around the 20, right? You're going to have to believe you're worth $1 million. You're going to have to believe what you love, do, be, are, whatever you're creating is worth millions. So let's do this technique together so you can feel the body scan in your body. So in your body, go ahead, start with your head, feel your body right where it is. Feel your face, feel your chest, feel your arms, feel your legs, feel your feet. Feel all the parts of your body and just breathe in and out. And just connect your mind to body to feel. Feel. Some of you can put your eyes down, like you're looking down at your cheeks with your eyes closed. It brings you into feeling mode. There you go. Feeling the body from the ground up and up from the ground. There you go. Feeling each part of your body. And when you're ready, let's go ahead and we'll use money. Where in my body? Tighten up any part of my body that holds the belief that I'm only worth $20,000. Feel it? Or you could say, hold in my body the beliefs that go against I'm worth $1 million. What tightens up for you? You can do it either way, towards or away. Did you get that? You can go towards the goal or away from the goal. There you go. Yep. So where in your body does you hold the belief? When you even say, I am now worth $1 million, does any part of your body tighten up that would go against that belief? Did your knees lock? Did your arms come in? Did your feet get heavy? Whatever that is, don't judge it, just feel it. And when you feel it, ask that part, go right to that part, go into the feeling of your feet or your knees or your arms or wherever, your chest, wherever it locked up, and ask, what do I need to know in order to now know that I am worth $1 million? That I now create $1 million easily and effortlessly? That I am $1 million and even more? Because someone else told you you were only worth that. Don't worry about who or what. We're not here to blame, we're here to change. So when you have that, ask it. What would $1 million feel like in that feeling? Do you feel the difference in the vibration? Some of you might got heavy. If you get heaviness, then ask what part of you is not willing to let go of being worth less than $1 million or whatever that number is for you. And ask it, can you release it now and trust that I am? And then say that, feel that, $1 million. If you don't know what $1 million looks like, pull it up in your mind and ask, what's $1 million look like to me? What does it sound like? Put all your senses in it. This is using your muscles and your mind and your body together. What would that feel like if you had $1 million in the palm of your hand right now? And once you get that feeling, ask your body to now align with this new feeling of worth. Did you see what we did? We bypassed can I believe or should I believe or any of that self-talk. We just ask it to believe. That is key. Believe this now. Without reason, without expectation, without knowing. All that stuff your conscious mind wants to know. How are we going to get it? Where's it going to come from? Blah, 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 right? That's your conscious safety net. We bypass that because we ask it just to feel it, just to believe it as truth. Deep breath in and releasing it out. Now, I want you to feel your body again. Use your yes, no signals or your muscle testing, however you want to do it for you, and ask, do I now hold the belief that I am worth $1 million and even more? Or you can say that I create, that I now have, create, am. Do you get that? I now have, I create, I am. I create, I am, I have. Use those words interchangeably and your mind will start getting in balance with what you create, you have, you are. I am. I am what I create, I have. I have what I create, I am. Your reality is a reflection of you. And that's how other people see you, know you, from your realities, from your voice, from your beliefs, from your actions. That's how they read you. Okay? So take off the game face of fooling yourself and come back in and say, I truly want this for me. I'm truly creating this for me. So we're going to take that down into the body. I want you to feel your body. And I want you to say the statement, I now create $1 million for me, that I am, that I have now $1 million. any part of your body tighten up? Some of your mind started going, where is it at? Where is it at? When you hear, where is it at? When you're looking for something, simply take a moment and ask your reticular activating factor. You don't even have to know where it's located in your mind, but it's here in your brain. And just say, reticular activating, show my conscious mind now the $1 million I create. Bring it into my world, because that's your magnetizing center. So if you need proof of your new belief, ask. But then keep your eyes open for the answer, for the receiving. There is no moment between asking and receiving. Time eludes your unconscious mind from asking and receiving. The answer is right there. But to manifest in our world with time, and for your own self-protection in time, because some things we want to manifest, I'm like, oh, that would have been good for me, right? You have time to change your mind and create your mind. But the more you keep your mind in that one belief that this is what you're creating, this is what you're wanting, this is what you're desiring, it'll come faster. The reason you don't manifest fast and fast and fast is because you change your mind 20 different ways about that belief. Just about having the belief, not even how it's going to happen. But even if you're worth it or not worth it, or which direction, stay out of the how. The how will come if you pay attention to the awareness of your day, of your ways, and stay open to all opportunities, because you may not consciously get that that's the opportunity. But ask your muscle testing, is this opportunity for me? Yes, no. It'll tell you. Is what they're saying really about me or themselves? Most of the time about themselves. Changing beliefs can be fun. Make it fun. Don't make it heavy. Make it fun. Make it things that you want in your life, right? The goal is to find and challenge each belief. This is your gift to you and others, waking up the unconscious. Because once you take control of your life, you don't have to depend on others. Will others be there? Of course they will. But you won't feel needy or heavy or burdensome to them. You'll know who you are. And you can walk in alignment with you, who you are. And they can walk in alignment with you without having your needs and your burdens on them. Now, does that mean you don't share things in life? Of course you do. But you're not looking for them to fix it or solve it. Use your belief system. Right? Use your belief system to fix, to solve, to know, to change. Labels limit you. So if you're stay-at-home mom, or you're just this or just that, ask yourself, what else am I? What else can I believe in that I am? Yeah, it'll come from within inside. Take a pen and paper and let your hand just write it out if your conscious mind's arguing with you. Let it come through your muscle movements. It will. It'll come out in writing. Don't get frustrated in the first three or four times that you try. Just breathe and let your hand write whatever it wants to write. And maybe you don't even know the question you're asking. You just get out the piece of paper and ask your hand, write what I need to know today. For me today. This is taking care of you so other people don't have your emotional burdens. You don't have to be in a relationship because it does something for you. It fills that void, or without them I would be lost, or whatever that belief is. Yeah, bring back into you. Because once you come back into you and know you, you're more of a pleasure for others to be around, believe it or not, right? You're not that complaining soul, that judgmental soul. You're letting people be them because you know who you are. And your relationships and your desires and your life will flourish because you're back into alignment with you. Okay, when you judge or label something, you just limited it. may not be for you, but it may be for the other people. Maybe something they need to go through. So keep that in mind when you judge or you say people are this or that. Because it's showing you how you see them. And it's showing others how you see you. Limited. Okay? All right. And there's more examples in the book for that. This chapter, be gentle. Be gentle. Don't let you be the chaos of others. Yeah. Know you. Understand you in your language, your patterns, your energy. Words are energy, and they hold deeper energy, stronger energy than the surface level. That deep-rooted belief will come out strong every time. You know, how many people are you yourself or you've seen on TV, in real life, wherever, they're battling an addiction or they're battling a issue in their life and they say, I want to stop this. But they still hold the belief that they can't or that that thing does something for them they can't do for themselves. Right? Until that belief in there of I can't or it does this for me changes, it no longer matters what the words out of mouth come. Because people are watching the actions, the behavior, the deep-rooted sense of your unconscious. Think about how deep-rooted your breath work is. Do you really consciously go around saying, I breathe, I breathe, I breathe, I breathe, breathe, breathe? Or does your body just naturally do it for you? Right? So your body has a belief in there that you need to breathe. That's how automatic beliefs come. That's how automatically we can become with ourselves. But you have to be willing to do the work, the change work, the shift work, whatever you want to call that, to create this happiness in you, for you, by you, for your own unique you. It's okay to believe as others, but make sure it works for you. Make sure it's true to you. Because if you don't know why you believe something, you better stop and examine it and see if it really holds true for you. Take time to think about what you're getting ready to tell someone. Because what you're saying is who you really are. It's a reflection. It's the energy reflection. Okay? There's always more than your side of the, and the side of the story. It's everyone's perception, everyone's side of the story, in a new and different way. We each hold our own unique belief and value system. But we come into a society that says you need to believe this way. You should believe this way. You should believe that hard work pays off. Or easy work is not godly work. Or whatever that is for you. Truth is, you can make this life as easy as hard as you want to and still get the same results that you desire. But it's how you hold it in your belief system, in your value system that comes out. Okay? Be in awareness. Or beware. Your awareness teaches you, motivates you. Do the beliefs at the end of the chapter, the questions, write them out, write them down. Go through it. See the change. See the difference when you believe this or if you believe that. Role play it out. And in the next chapter, chapter 7, we're going to believe in your imagination. But first you got to believe in your belief system, believe in your imagination. So take some time to do some change work. Don't fly through this book quickly. You could always go back and keep doing it in any other area of your life. That's definitely how it's written. But to 20 years from now, you can still come back and challenge your beliefs. And challenge who you are in a good way, in a working way, in a healthy way. This book never ends. And that's why it was written that way.
But when you start believing in your new beliefs, then you're ready for chapter 7, to believe in your imagination and whatever stems from there. I'm glad you're taking this journey with you. Give yourself credit and time and ease to do the change work easily and effortlessly. And even start that. My belief system comes to me easily and effortlessly, just because I know me. And I now know how to change me instantly, knowingly, awareness. Awareness of who I am, who I'm creating the unique me to be for me. And I will see you again in chapter 7. Meet me there to believe in your imagination.